Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Jenna Barr here joining me as well.
Morning.
Woo. Of course, we got Candy and David over in the newsroom. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Getting started with the big story of the day, Trump indictment number 4. This one deals with 41 counts of racketeering. It also has none of these counts allow for probation. Prison time is required for any conviction. But I want to point that out. Indictments are not convictions. Indictments are basically accusations. Mm-hmm. In fact, Fannie Willis, the DA, Fannie Willis even started her statements by saying this, quote, "Please remember that everyone charged in this bill of indictment is presumed innocent," end quote. I think that, but you never see mainstream media starting off with that one. Remember, indicted here is presumed innocent. But that's the reality. You're still presumed innocent. It's up to them to prove guilt. And we've seen many, many times indictments get dropped.
Many times.
Many times.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, a presidential candidate, Rick Perry, from former governor of Texas.
That's right.
He was running in 2016. He had an indictment against him, and eventually it was dropped.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So this is not the first time we've even had a presidential candidate have an indictment against him. It just happened 2 elections ago, and eventually it was dropped. So he's got 4 indictments now, but that still doesn't mean guilt. It's still up to them to kind of prove something. We've had past congressmen who have had indictments against them, and they've been dropped. We often see indictments dropped. And so that's the thing here. I was actually talking to somebody last night about this whole thing, and I go, between Trump's indictments and now President Biden and the Hunter Biden situation getting a little bit more fuzzy, in other words, there might be some charges coming around there and everything, and there's been, we talked about the articles of impeachment were filed against Biden yesterday. It's like we need about a year to let this work out between Biden and Trump. Like, let their legal issues work. We need about a year and then do the primary process. Instead, in a year, we're supposed to have an election. But we could have 2 people running for president. One of them could be impeached, going through an impeachment process. The other one could be going through indictment and trials.
Well, yeah, Trump will definitely be going through a trial in 2024.
Right. But I'm saying,
I understand what you're saying.
We could have the Republican nominee going through trials, the Democrat nominee going through impeachment process.
We are the number one first world country, and we just look like a bunch of doofuses.
It's very dysfunctional. Very dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional is a nice word to use.
Yeah, thank you very much. I chose that very politically correct. I was trying to be as politically correct as possible.
Yeah.
Trump is the indictment has 41 RICO indictments for tampering with the Georgia election. How did he tamper? Here's an example. Trump funded a robocall campaign to Georgia voters after the election was over, that basically said, we need to find 11,713 votes, or whatever the number was. That basically, we don't believe that those votes were legitimate. We need you to help us find those illegal votes, those illegitimate votes. That robocall campaign, they're saying, violated election laws, tampered with the election, all this other stuff like that. That's basically their accusation. It's all coming down to that. And so the Trump trial will be televised So, all right, that's an interesting one right there as well. To see, there could
we're
be,
all very excited about that. Is it going to be on C-SPAN?
No, it's going to be on, probably on ABC, MSNBC. I don't know. I don't know what it'll be on. But they're going to have cameras in the courtroom. I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
Vivek Ramaswamy, who is now in second place in a recent national poll.
Which is very surprising to many.
Beating Governor DeSantis. Vivek Ramaswamy and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson have both weighed in on this. Asa Hutchinson says, regardless of the specifics of the Georgia indictment, I expect voters will make the ultimate decision on the future of our democracy. And then he said, Trump's actions disqualified him from ever serving as president again. That's Asa Hutchinson.
Okay.
He's a never Trumper. That's why he got in the race. And then Vivek Ramaswamy says, the reality is these are politicized persecutions through prosecution. And so you got some Republicans going, yeah, this disqualifies Trump. He shouldn't be running for president. And other Republicans going, this is just a witch hunt, essentially. So even opponents, of his saying, Governor DeSantis is one of those. He came out last night and said it's political prosecution as well. Candy, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Taking a look around, we're watching this one accident. It's got things tied up for a little bit. Palo Fox and 10 Mile Road. Now, as we understand, emergency crews are on scene. It is a roadblock. 10 Mile is backed up. It looks like westbound quite a ways. In fact, that whole area is just blocked off. They're turning cars around right now. Pine Forest Road and Sharon Lane showing a vehicle crash with injuries as well. Maybe avoid those areas if you can. And again, heat advisory in effect. Check on your pets. Make sure they got plenty of shade and water before you leave the house, and your elderly friends and neighbors, and your plants. Make sure you water your plants before they all die, like mine. If you have traffic tips, text 437-16, even an aloe plant. I have a dead aloe plant, Jenna. 437-16. I know. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Somebody needs to get you a cactus.
I know. Thank God Mayor Wiggins is coming in. Oh,
there's Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, both basically said that this indictment from Georgia proves that no one is above the law.
Get out of here. They're the two. Eat your words, trip on your own shoelaces into a pile of dog poop. Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying, once again,
hypocritical statement out of Chuck Schumer's mouth ever. Are you kidding me?
It's just once again.
It is 7:17 in the morning. You should not make me this angry.
I didn't. I'm just reading.
But I'm just saying, that's where you go. It should just hit you in the face, like the door swinging back at you, that you're a hypocrite.
Yeah. Well, the thing, once again, is starting off, presumed innocence. Right, that we have presented. Even the DA who announced the indictment started off her sentence by going, "We have to first announce that everybody mentioned here is presumed innocent until proven guilty," and as we just said, indictments are not convictions. So how can you say the indictment proves that nobody's above the law? All the indictment shows is that it proves that anybody can have charges pressed against them. It doesn't say anything about you're above the law. You have to prove that they're not above the law, but with the conviction. Now, if he's convicted, then you can say that. That's one of the things that bothered me about that. Trump, in the meantime, immediately went out and started fundraising on it. His message is the same message he had with the three other indictments. And you're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Jenna Barr filling in for Andrew. The message is, this is a witch hunt. This is a political witch hunt. They don't like me for my politics, so they're coming after me. And if they can come after me, they can come after you. Send me money. And guess what? That message is working. That's how he's basically continued to increase his campaign. Even Governor DeSantis, in an interview on Friday, said that he feels like what's hurt his campaign the most, running for president, has been the indictments. That all that does is add fuel to the fire to Trump. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Text here, robocalls are a dime a dozen. If only they knew who paid for them. Well, what they're saying is, I see what you're saying. Robocalls are a dime a dozen. Who pays for them? In this case, they're saying Trump's campaign paid for them, and this is what's causing this is why they're going after him for racketeering and things like that. Did DeSantis get the political prosecution from the Disney case details? persecution. Sorry. And then we talked about the political hypocrisy. That's what. So my thing is, it's an indictment. He's not convicted.
Right.
But even if he is convicted, it still does not change the fact that there is hypocrisy when it comes to the Department of Justice right now and how they vehemently and fervently go after Trump and have been for a while versus Hillary Clinton and her email server stuff or Hunter Biden and President Biden's connections. Like, there's clear hypocrisy when it comes to the judicial system right now on how much they'll go after him. And so here's a text basically referring to that. It's different when your last name is Biden. Yeah. And
with a D Democrat. Did you see that? The way he wrote it? Yeah, with the different.
The different. Yeah, with the D is a. Yeah, that was funny.
Right. No, it is. Right.
And then there is. I feel like when it comes down to it, this is. Like, I go back to Chris Rock. When Chris Rock took the stage. Right after the very first indictment happened, or was about to happen.
Right.
He goes, are you guys crazy? You're just trying to throw him into the White House. You're just going to push him into the White House with these indictments. And you had other comedians basically joking, saying that, and yet that's kind of come true.
It's exactly come true, yeah. And I'm telling you, people are getting indictment fatigue because they don't, it just doesn't seem like it's a new one because it's the same stuff. Hey, we prosecuted. Yeah. We have a trial a hunt and... Yep. Okay, what day? It must be Tuesday.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
God, what's going to
happen? Which indictment's happening this week? Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Everybody.
My thing is, I just would like to see these things play out. And that's, by the way, one of the things that Trump accused yesterday in the accusation was they slow walked this indictment. They could have, if they were going to make this indictment, they could have done it months ago, but they slow walked it to try to hinder his campaign. Yeah, all right. Well, maybe. Overall, I would just like to see all three of these things. like all four of his indictments, I'd like to get the trials done before the primaries start in January. I'd like to see the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden situation get resolved as well. Like, get the Department of Justice on this thing. Let's figure out if there was really some collusion with Burisma and all this other stuff like that. The accusations are going out there. Let's get these things figured out before January.
Absolutely. Jared Kushner stuff too. Somebody said, you know, how does that help with the moderate voters? And the question to you, and like, we're moderates at home. It's so funny because we go back and forth and like, I love the environment, but I'm a little more conservative now than I was back in the day. So I get it. Like, we're moderates too. And it's hard to,
well,
you know,
and we had a couple of texts about this going, saying, I think all this is doing is building his base. That's not what I'm finding. I'm actually finding, yes, his base is getting more emboldened, but I'm finding people who previously did not plan on voting for Trump now deciding, because they were going, hey, I'm going to vote for DeSantis. I'm going to vote for Tim Scott. They wanted somebody else. Now they're going, well, now I feel like I have to support Trump. I got to support him because of this, which is, that's what I'm getting from a lot of people. So, all right, let's get a quick break. We come back here. We're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you feeling strong? Isaiah 40:29 indicates that God only gives strength to those that know they're weak. Muhammad Ali, the famous boxing champion, was about to fly on a commercial airplane when the stewardess asked all the passengers to be seated and buckle their seatbelts. Ali said to the stewardess, "Don't you know who I am?" He went on to say, "I'm Superman, and Superman doesn't need a seatbelt." The stewardess replied, "Well, Superman doesn't need a plane either. Now sit down and buckle up." The application for you and me is that we're not as strong as we think we are. I encourage you to recognize your weakness and call upon God humbly to ask Him for a fresh dose of His lasting strength.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
When we talk about imports like Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, really nice cars, you pay a little bit extra to get them, but you don't have to pay extra to service them. That's a kind of a common belief people have, is that you have to go to the dealership in order to get them serviced. You don't. And if that dealership happens to be, I don't know, over a state line, over some water, across a bridge that nobody ever enjoys driving across, well, you can not only save money, but save time and inconvenience by getting your car serviced right here on Davis Highway at Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics. They work on diesel engines. If you've got a diesel truck, for example, you might think, again, that's a little bit tricky and you got to go to the dealership. You don't. They take care of those cars all the time. Their philosophy is, let's see you for the little stuff, the preventative, routine, scheduled maintenance, so we can avoid seeing you for the big stuff. Kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car, which is why they have their website called acarclinicservice.com. In 2021, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
Now, every time I hear that song, I think of that Channing Tatum movie.
Oh my God, I do too. Logan Lucky, it is Logan so Lucky. Great. If you haven't okay. seen it yet, it's fabulous. I think so that good. Too.
I've seen it a few times. So.
West Virginia!
Yeah. Every time I hear this song now, I just think that movie.
And his little daughter. God, his that's daughter. Such a yeah. great movie.
Yeah, good one.
It should have won 2 Oscars.
Did it win an Oscar?
I don't think it won an Oscar. I don't think it was nominated. But it is really good. I was put it up because it looks stupid and it's great.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I was like, I don't really have anything to watch. This thing keeps recommending it to me. I might as well see what it is.
And, same.
And like then the I watched Sopranos. It. I was like, this is so good.
Best,
why is this
one
so
of the
good?
Best movies ever. Yeah, we bought it. So good.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, Candy in here for Andrew, and David Wayne over in the newsroom. David?
Well, we've been talking a lot about the charges against former President Donald Trump in Georgia today, of course, as expected, but 18 other people also charged in this case, including Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who's also charged with felonies under racketeering statutes. Of course, Giuliani once prosecuted mobsters for racketeering and was also the mayor of New York City. Democrat Fannie Willis says Trump and the others have until next Friday to voluntarily surrender, and Trump's campaign calling this indictment, quote, rabidly partisan. Wildfires in Hawaii have claimed 99 lives. The massive wind-driven fire that tore through the town of Lahaina on Maui is now considered the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. Damage estimated at $5.5 billion, and the death toll expected to continue rising. And a Texas woman has been awarded more than $1 billion in a lawsuit over revenge porn. The woman's ex-boyfriend stalked the woman and repeatedly posted sexually explicit pictures of her online after their breakup. This was taken after Marquise Jackson apparently hacked a camera system at the woman's mother's home, sent the images without her consent to her friends or family, coworkers in the Houston area, and then posted them online.
We've seen a few cases of this revenge porn stuff where people are losing the lawsuits, and they should. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy when I hear, like, you took photos of somebody who used to have an intimate relationship with, then after you break up, you throw them up on the interwebs, and that's not good.
It's next level petty.
Next level petty. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of petty, Mark Zuckerberg says that he and Elon Musk will not be fighting.
No celebrity deathmatch.
No celebrity deathmatch for them. Yeah. So. Come on. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, I want to see it, but it's still best.
There. Mark Zuckerberg would crush Elon Musk. Much as I don't like
Fox News, OCJ Pappas state charges, including racketeering and conspiracy, filed against former President Donald Trump by the Fulton County District Attorney. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox's Hannity moments before the official indictment dropped.
I'm pissed.
Hillary Clinton telling MSNBC she felt great profound sadness about the possibility of another Trump indictment. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew pushes back.
She's one of the corrupt, bad people who are destroying our republic. How dare she say that after she destroyed over 30,000 emails that she had with some important information on there.
The Republican last hour on Fox Business, 99 now, confirmed dead in Hawaii. 1 week after the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. 7:31, News Radio 92.3. It is 84 degrees right now in Pensacola. Looking for another hot day. We'll get more on that with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Incomprehensible. That is how Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons described the situation surrounding that fatal shooting last Friday at a Home Depot store. Keith Agee was arrested on first-degree premeditated murder charges shortly after that shooting last Friday. Deputies now say his mother, Sheila, not only knew about his plans, but helped him to coordinate the killing. The victim was identified yesterday as 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims. She was a worker at the store, also the mother of Agee's 2-year-old daughter. Ji Zhang Parnell was working in the same aisle as Sims when she was shot.
Right now, mentally, I can't take it. I see a Home Depot, it sends me into a panic attack.
The sheriff's office has released a series of text messages between Keith Agee and his mother that took place shortly before that shooting. We've posted that full text string online at the News Radio Facebook page. She and the sheriff's office says Sheila Agee is now being charged with principal to first degree murder in this case. She was arrested yesterday in Alabama and will be extradited to Escambia County. A home that caught on fire Sunday near Carver Park in Cantonment now being investigated as an arson. North Escambia reporting that the fire at the home on Griggs Road started from multiple points in that home. The Florida Bureau of Arson, Fire, and Explosives is investigating. One firefighter was hurt while fighting that fire on Sunday afternoon. There were no other injuries reported. The first high-speed internet customer on Escambia River Electric Cooperative's new fiber network has now been connected. Service installed at the home of William Reynolds. And Reynolds runs the NorthEscambia.com website. They do great work there. It's the first piece of the puzzle as EREC begins the process of bringing the high-speed internet to the northern portion of the county. More installations expected to continue throughout the week for customers in the Bratt area. Escambia County agreed to invest about $22 million in ARPA money to partner with the utility and bring high-speed internet to underserved people on that end of the county last year. The Cyber Skills to Work program at UWF getting a big financial boost.
So we're excited to announce that the NSA has given us $2.5 million to expand the program in order to train them more veterans across the country for cybersecurity roles and help them get into the most needed jobs across the country, particularly in critical infrastructure.
That is Associate Vice President at the Center for Cybersecurity at UWF, Dr. Iman El Sheikh. She says potential students could take an aptitude test online, and she says that there are also programs for those with more extensive computer experience and programs for people with just a basic familiarity with computer systems. 13 people were hurt after an airboat collision in Osceola County. That happened yesterday afternoon at Wild Florida Airboats and Gator Park. Right now, no word on the conditions of the people that were injured. The Coast Guard, though, investigating that crash. Wild Florida says they're conducting an internal investigation as well. It's 7:35, News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic.
And watching it, this is that area of, Pine Forest and Sharon Lane. Looks like that has been moved off to the side, but we're still seeing emergency presence on Palafox and East 10 Mile with fire trucks and police there. They're turning cars around. That's North Palafox, Old Palafox, just on the other side of 29 and 10 Mile. After a vehicle crash this morning. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. Text it in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are under a heat advisory today. Temperatures warming up near 98 degrees, feeling much warmer with a 70% chance of rain. Cold front will move through. Temperatures drop slightly overnight into the 70s, 76 degrees for your overnight low. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a stray shower. Temperatures slightly drier with highs in near 94 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, that temperature and heat index both shooting up pretty quick this morning. 86 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, 85 in Milton, and the heat index, it is getting close to 110 right now. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. A new economic analysis shows that global businesses' investment in artificial intelligence technologies could approach a total of $200 billion by 2025. Goldman Sachs economists say generative AI has enormous potential to boost labor productivity and boost economic output as it becomes widely adopted by businesses and society at large. Goldman says global private investment in AI is forecast to rise dramatically over the next 3 years from an estimated $91.9 billion. This year to over $158.4 billion in 2025. The U.S. and China will approve twice the number of passenger flights currently permitted for air carriers to fly between the two countries, a rare sign of cooperation between the world's two biggest economies. The Transportation Department will increase the number of Chinese passenger flights allowed to fly to the U.S. to 18 weekly round trips on September 1st and 24 on October 29th. That's Your Money Now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Class X hits the stage. They're bringing the classic rock hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, as well as music from today. It's Bands on the Beach with Class X this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
In Pensacola, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off on vacation. This is Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. You hear the music right there. That means I'm in studio. And Jenna Barr here joining me as well. And Candy.
Morning.
And we'll get to David Wayne here in about 10 minutes. So,
Front gate at NAS Pensacola is backed up the Gulf Beach Highway. just to let you know if you're on your way in. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, all right. We do have, I want to get into this story here real quick about bad moms. So let's start with the, because there was a story broke yesterday of this mother who sold her 14-year-old. She's from Foley. She sold her 14-year-old daughter basically into sex slavery. I mean, there's no other way to put it, right? Sold her and, oh, and by the way, we found out the $400,000 was the bond.
The bond, yes.
Set
Thank
for
you.
The lady. So appreciate that text coming in to clarify that. So bad mom number one right there, selling your child. And I was telling Candy this yesterday off air, like, I can't imagine the amount of abuse that this young girl has already experienced in her life that she could be sold into. Like, when I was 14, no. Try to sell me, that would have been, there would have been some problems.
They target the weak, it seems, you know? Like,
well, I think she's been groomed to be weak.
Well,
is what
of course,
I mean.
That's what they do. Yeah. They break down your entire
so by the time
psychological
you're 14 and she's
thought
like,
process.
Yeah, by the time she's 14, I mean, there's no way you could have. So, I mean, I already ran away from home multiple times by the time I was 14.
That's wild.
So,
yeah.
I was like, F you guys, I'm out of here.
Okay. Can I tell a story real quick? Just on, it's on this subject.
Because they told me to clean my room, and I was like, what? How dare you tell me to clean my room?
You're a defiant.
I'm out of here.
But as a child. Like, if my kid ran
anybody?
Away,
shocks me.
Yeah, it does shock her. I can tell. So when I was in junior high and high school, I went to a church up in New Jersey, and I sang on the choir team, on the praise team. I was involved in all the youth activities and the women's group and the children, all the different things. And one of the men that was on our team of singers, it was just always a little odd. And so, you know, the rule was don't hang out with him alone, right? Because he just gave you a couple of the heebie-jeebies. Years later, it was found and it came out that mothers in the area where I grew up, about 40 minutes from Manhattan, mothers were selling their 12-year-old daughters to him.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and that was in the late 90s, okay? Early 2000s. And so, I mean, this is something that's been happening for a long time. And yet again, this mother, quote unquote mother, because what kind of mother does this? This is just an evil person, does this to her daughter. And yeah, her daughter's probably, unfortunately, not, I don't want to say used to it, but was groomed to believe that this is what a mother does for her daughter. And so it happens more often than we care to admit.
Yeah.
But, man, I hope she gets all the charges because this is ridiculous, and I hope that it's made an example of, and people realize you have to stop.
It's shocking
doing
this. That this comes
it's human trafficking,
here, though. Yeah, it's a human trafficking. Your own kid, I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine. I got a text here. My parents always told me that if I were kidnapped, the kidnappers would have to pay my parents to take us back.
Yes, that I was told that,
that
a
was
lot.
That was me as well. Yeah,
yeah, they're which like, is probably true. I'm not gonna lie. I am a bit annoying.
I don't. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say you're annoying. I don't know. Maybe you were as a child, though.
Yeah.
Nice, Bobby. You're wonderful. You bring sunshine to every room you're in, Jenna Barr.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Bad mom number two. Mm-hmm. The shooting that happened at Home Depot yesterday. And you're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr filling in for Andrew. Bad mom number two. The shooting that happened at Home Depot on Friday afternoon. We find out over the weekend it was a 20-year-old. Who ended up shooting a female. We found out yesterday the female was only 18, and we find out that they had a 2-year-old child together. Mm-hmm. So she had the baby when she was 16. He had it when he was 18. So, oh boy.
Which somebody brought
problem
up a
number
point.
One.
Yes, somebody did bring up that problem number one earlier in our text line at 437-1620. But then there has been domestic issues between them.
Yes.
And then we're leading up to the actual mother part. They also found he had earlier charges against him.
Two other women,
where he was charged for domestic violence. And then
he actually had restraining orders, two other restraining orders against him from other women already. Yeah. This 20-year-old guy. 20 years
20
old,
years
you've
old.
Already got two restraining orders against
and
you?
And he probably learned it from...
Well, maybe his household
just
growing
saying.
Up in, yeah.
It's definitely, possibly. That's like not something that just people do.
Well, yesterday, Escambia County Sheriff's Department announced the arrest of his mother and charged her with principal to first degree murder. Now, what? His mom? Yes, because they uncovered texts between the shooter and his mother right before the shooting happened. And the texts are egregious is not even the right word. Like, there is no word for this. Where at one point he basically says, all this girl's doing is costing me money. I'm finna shoot her. This is his text. And I'm trying to.
What's finna?
Finn.
Finn.
Yeah, no, I'm Finn. Yeah.
Finn.
Yeah. I'm fixing to. He's like, I'm fixing to shoot her. And he goes, I don't know. I hate that for our daughter, but I just can't take it anymore. I don't care. All right. I'm paraphrasing this because this is, it's Ubonics. It's hard to read. And so his mom responds and says, okay, I'll call you. And basically, if you want to go to jail, I'll tell you where you can go find her. But if you don't come and kill her, you're a B word.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, his mom's calling him out like, man, you better shoot her or you're a wimp.
Right.
His mom. And then she continues to antagonize him. Don't call your nanny because she'll talk you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so his mom's like, I want you to go kill this girl.
Yeah, what does that tell you?
And the mom's willing to go then draw her out of the Home Depot where this young girl was, I guess, working.
She's working, yeah.
And draw her out of the building.
As a contracted employee.
And yep. Like draw her out, which because of custody and probably issues that would have been easy. And the mom tells later on in the text, which you can read at Escambia County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, WEAR has it up, WKRG, it's all up over
all the internet.
It's now breaking news across social media,
yeah.
Off multiple media out platforms. And the mom then tells him, just don't shoot me.
Yeah, she said, I will open the door. I'll bring her out. I'll open the door. Just don't shoot me. It's like, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to shoot her. And she goes, well, just as long as you don't shoot me. And then, well, I'll tell you more about the text right after Traffic on the Fives. I know.
It's so frustrating. It's so awful. NAS front gate is backed up past Sunset now to Gulf Beach Highway. So it'll take you a little extra time to get into the front gate of Pensacola NAS. And still watching that accident, again, north of Climatech Professional Air on Old Palafox. Didn't happen at Climatech, but way north. It's Old Palafox and 10 Mile Road. That intersection is completely closed down. They're turning vehicles around. Still emergency crews on scene. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative. Local dependable.
So at one point, the shooter from the Home Depot, we're talking about the Home Depot shooting that happened on Friday afternoon. We've now learned more details. It was an 18-year-old girl that he had a previous relationship with. They had a 2-year-old child. And now the mother is being charged with principal to first-degree murder. And because text came out, and turns out the mother was encouraging him to shoot her. At one point, he says, give me the address. She goes, I'll give you the address. And you can ride over here, and so you don't have to do it in front of the girl, in front of the daughter. And so basically she's like, here, I'll arrange this so you can kill this girl, and let's protect the granddaughter so she doesn't have to see it. So come on over here. And he goes, send me the address. And he says, I'm on my way, send it. And then she says, hold on a second, I need to erase these texts because I don't want anybody to know that I was texting you. And he says, yeah, I just deleted mine. I'm not going to say anything about us texting today.
Do they not watch CSI or any TV show ever?
Works.
I mean,
deleted it. Nobody's ever going to find this text ever again.
Yeah, that only works with your boyfriend.
No.
Well, not yours.
Mine?
I'm kidding.
So, yeah, that was some of the texts that went down. It's flabbergasting. Really, it's unfortunate. And I did see some comments reminding a year ago we had Carla Williams, who was the professor PSC, who ended up getting shot and killed at the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I remember I was at the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning that day, and I was at a different gym, but I was like, holy cow. Turns out that situation, that guy had a few restraining orders against him. And they had a domestic dispute situation, and he came to the gym, shot her, and killed her. And it's just, wow. It's sad to see, like, this 20-year, he's 20 years old, and he already had multiple restraint orders against him for violence, for domestic violence, and then goes to his mom, and his mom's like, I don't even want you to talk to your grandma because your grandma will talk you out of it.
What does that tell you?
Wow. So, yeah, I got a text here. Death penalty for both.
I did see that comment a lot on the Facebook post from Escambia County Sheriff's Office when they released the texts. You know, and I get a lot of flack for this, but I don't believe in the death penalty except for certain cases when it involves a child being abused. But at this point, like, the domestic violence is so insane and out of control in our country and probably in the world, but I'm just saying with what's reported in our country. And now we've seen it two things in about a year in our community. Something has to be done.
Yeah, right,
and where are the dads? We saw that text as well. But I think that that also does show the importance of having a steady and positive, influential dad figure in your life does change things. All the studies have done that and shown that.
It just blows my mind, though, that the mother would be encouraging.
Listen, I know some pretty awful mothers. I will tell you that. I know some pretty awful mothers in my life. And so I'm actually not surprised that it would be the mom over a dad saying it. I'm just going to tell you.
I guess that's true, but I don't know.
I just probably opened up a really bad can of worms.
You did. You're absolutely right, though. Bad fathers, bad kids, and there's some trash.
But I'm just saying,
A mother's like, this is how you're going to resolve the situation. That girl's bothering you? Kill her.
You wouldn't take your kid's side in anything, but there's a lot of trash that take their trash kid's side. I agree.
Yeah, that's way too far. There's like, you know, I don't understand it. And that's because, you know, we just can't think on that level, which shows our hearts in the situation, you know, and we judge by our intentions and we judge people by their actions, but that action is, yes, egregious.
Yeah. I got a text here. Good point here. This is two generations of child abuse.
Exactly. Yeah. Very sad. Exactly. And now that young little girl is not only left without a mother who, I mean, I watched some of the coverage from WEAR yesterday and I definitely teared up because she seemed like a wonderful young woman with a great future ahead of her and a wonderful mom despite, you know, getting pregnant at a young age. But this young child is now without a mother. She's going to be without a father, which is probably, you know, might be for the best. A grandmother who she probably was being protected from. And so, like, we have to think about this big picture and think about how many kids are in this situation too.
Yeah. 84 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of 97 today. Heat advisory once again. We're going to probably have one for the rest of the week. So just be prepared for that. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Next on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way. I got dance.
It's Pensacola right now with... Pensacola Morning News with... Andrew McKay. Which show am I subbing for right now? I can't remember. Jenna Barr. Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Candy, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
You're watching the front gate of Pensacola NIS. It is backed up past Sunset all the way to Gulf Beach Highway this morning. So just a little slow on that front. And we are still watching the accident on 10 Mile Road and Old Palafox. 10 Mile is backed up. It looks like mostly westbound. They're turning cars around, and emergency crews are still on scene after that accident this morning. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips or you want to weigh on anything you hear, you can text that in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
David, what we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, we've talked a lot about teacher shortages in recent years. Of course, there's been a big shortage in our area and all across the state of Florida and nationwide as well. And some school districts have come up with a solution to that, a four-day week.
The shortened week means schools must ensure the minimized class time is balanced with an effective learning experience. This often means that to make up for Fridays or Mondays being off days, the remaining school days are longer than usual to recoup lost instruction hours. The news desk reports 876 school districts across at least 26 states currently have a four-day schedule in place, up from 650 in 2020. There are over 1,300 school districts in America. The Economic Policy Institute says that by 2024, newly certified teachers will only fulfill one-third of the national demand for teacher positions. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
And the verdict is in Reno, Nevada. A resident there is free to keep telling other drivers they should go back to California. This was a dispute over a license plate. This week, the Department of Motor Vehicles in Nevada ruled that the man will be able to keep his license plate, which reads GOBK2CA, or go back to California. The man's had that license plate for 19 years. Apparently, they just figured out what it meant.
Oh, like, this is offensive.
Oh my God.
You tell people to go back to California.
You know, my blonde butt would have been here for 8 days trying to figure that out, okay? And I probably would have never gotten it if you had not told me.
Go BKCA? Oh, was it 2CA?
No, really...
Yes. Yeah. Go BK2CA.
Yeah. Go back to Cali. Yeah.
That's still.
Go
I don't think so.
Go Burger King. If it's your birthday.
If they didn't let him keep it, he was going to replace it with Ijbol.
Yeah, that's right.
Which Ijbol, if you didn't know, is now replacing the LOL.
I just burst out laughing is what that one stands for. Just saw this.
Thanks, David.
Thank you very much, David. Actually, I want to hit that story in a minute. I'm going to go back to I'm bothered by the four-day work week thing, class thing. Not bothered by I like the four-day. I'm bothered by this, what was it? Minimum class time required.
Oh, I know.
Just stop it. Just stop it. Mm-hmm. You know what more class time does? It's more play time. That's what that is. More disruption time. More, like, It's like, come on.
A lot of systems are broken.
And that's really one of them, the public education systems. I don't get that. Mm-hmm. Teachers can... I know I have a lot of friends and family who are teachers. They don't need more class time.